Welcome to another Recovery 101 Dumpster Fire. My name is Bruce B. As always, with
Shelley.
Yeah, this is a thing. This is a thing. Recovery is inconvenient to me.
Recovery is freaking inconvenient around here.
Yeah, what the hell? So we're in Southern Arizona, Tombstone, Arizona.
Well, Huachuca.
It's the same. Sierra Vista, Huachuca, Tombstone, Benson, it's all the same thing. Here's the problem. The problem as I see it. The problem as I see it is, what the F is everybody here retired? The late meeting starts at 7 o'clock.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter the fellowship. Crystal Meth Anonymous, these guys should have midnight meetings. No, 7 o'clock.
Actually, they should have meetings every 15 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. They should have a nonstop meeting. It goes for like 12 weeks running. AA, 7 o'clock. NA, 7 o'clock. CA, nowhere to be found.
Well, no, there's CMA. CA, and there's some CA meetings in Tucson.
Yeah, an hour away.
Yeah, that's true.
Which means to get there for the 7 o'clock meeting, you got to leave at 5:45 to get there. I don't get out of work till 8. Now, there is an Alano Club in Sierra Vista, but I don't get out of work until 8. I can't be there before like 8:30. And the problem is, I don't know what it is. All the effing meetings around here are 1 hour.
Yes.
What the F?
We have talked about this before on the show quite a few times. If you're in an area where there aren't a lot of meetings you can get to, there are resources. You can go to meetings online.
Right, you can listen to Recovery 101.
Well, okay, you can't listen to Recovery 101 because you can't sponsor yourself. And you can't lean
about
yourself.
I'm not talking about sponsorship.
I know, but you can't, like, you can't be your own meeting. For you, this is not recovery. This isn't actually recovery for anyone.
We're
you realize this is just entertainment.
Where two or more gathered together in his name, there he will be in the midst.
There's two
we
of us in this house.
We believe this is something he would have us do, Recovery 101.
And then it has his blessing. Yeah, blah, yeah. Blah, blah.
Yeah.
No.
What do you mean?
Do you
no?
not understand that we are for entertainment purposes only?
So? A lot of meetings are for entertainment purposes only.
Well, that's true.
If you think about it, I mean, realistically, when I go to a speaker meeting, yeah, I'm getting recovery. But you know what? I like speakers that are entertaining because
true.
When you get those speakers that are basically monotone through the entire thing, and let me share what it used to be like, what happened, and what it's like now. I want to hear the guys that go, all right, let me tell you how this recovery thing works.
Well, yep. Yes. Well, the thing is, sometimes the monotone speakers are they're throwing out some good recovery.
Well, no, their content is great, but
you just falling asleep.
Yeah,
it's like.
Do you remember?
Yes, that one guy. Oh my gosh.
Well, no, you weren't at this meeting. There was. I know the one you're talking about, though. There was a meeting where I was supposed to speak.
I was at that meeting.
Oh, and then what was the guy's name that was going to be a big star? The guy from Friends.
Yeah, Chandler, the guy who played Chandler Bing, whatever his name
was.
Was
supposed to speak, so yeah. I got bumped. And then he didn't show up, and even though I was there, the secretary had this other guy speak, and the guy was, I mean, what he was saying was fine. There was absolutely nothing wrong with the recovery was thrown out.
Right.
But it was so boring. The secretary of the meeting was playing Angry Birds on his phone.
Yeah, I know. Now, did we just out Chandler Bing? Did we?
No. He's outed himself many times.
I just want to make sure that
there's a lot of, you know, it's hip to be square now. There's a lot of celebrities outing themselves.
I know.
Tons
Recovery's
of them.
The new black.
Look at
blah,
Robert
blah,
Downey
blah.
Jr. I mean, there's a ton.
Recovery's
a
only
ton.
The new black if you're famous. If it's just us, we're just drunks and junkies.
You know what? That got brought up the other day in an Instagram post.
Yes, that's what I was referring to.
And what I would say is, although I could refer to myself as a drunk or a druggie, I'm actually a recovering member of 12-Step Fellowships. It's like, I'm not a drunk anymore, and
know,
I'm not a junkie
but
anymore.
I mean, that's how the public looks at it.
Well, the public can go F themselves.
And they probably frequently do. But we got to get back on the topic. The topic was...
Yeah, what the F?
What the F? No, yeah, there are... Now, it's not a problem for me because I work from home. I work during the day. If you're at work, I can drive down to Tombstone and go to a meeting at 7 o'clock.
You can go anytime you want because you can just alter your work schedule. But here's the other problem. So could I go to the morning meeting? Yes, I could.
What time is that?
It's 6 o'clock.
Holy crap.
So if I want to drive over to Sierra Vista at 6 a.m., I can go to the one at the Serenity Club. Which actually, I really like the name of that Alano Club, but I'd have to be there at 6 a.m. Then it goes till 7 a.m., and then I'm supposed to be at work at 10. So I either stay there in Sierra Vista for 3 hours, or I drive another, because where the Serenity Club is, it's quite a bit further than where I work. So I can drive 25 minutes back to the house and be here for, you know, another hour and a half, then drive 25 minutes back to work. I mean, what a pain in the ass. Where are the 8:30 meetings? I mean, is this, I don't know, is this just a Southern Arizona thing? Is this just like because everybody here is effing retired?
Well, I mean, it might just be the altitude because we get really tired and ready to pass out like we're at 10 o'clock.
You know what? You guys don't even know. I'm trying to get regulated to this altitude because we're in Arizona, but we're only about 600 feet short of where Denver, Colorado is. You know, we're at 4,400 or 4,600 square feet altitude. The problem is at home. Well, this is home.
Yes.
In Southern California, I could be up till, you know, we'd go out, we'd go smoke hookah, we'd drink espresso.
Yeah.
We'd get home at midnight. I am, like, on fire.
Until, like, 2 or 3 in the morning.
I could be 2, 3, 4 in the morning. I'm watching 75 million things on YouTube. I'm watching UFO bullshit. I'm watching ancient aliens. I'm not saying it was aliens, but it's aliens. I mean, all that stuff. And here, it's cracking, like, 8:30, 9 o'clock. I'm like, God, it feels like it's 11, 12. Yeah. And I'm like, I think I'm going to go hit the sack. And Shelly's looking at me going, what the F? And I'm wondering, you know, and we mentioned this in the other show when we talked about Tombstone. We used to go, one of the meetings that we went to often, every week, for years and years and years, was a meeting at a recovery facility. And I like that because I like to help new people, and there was just an endless supply of new people. The problem for me is, there would only be, on occasion, people there with more time than me. Once in a while, there'd be like 5 guys with more time than me. Guys came from one of the other clubs. But most of the time, I had the most time in there, and for years, I had the most time in there.
Right.
It's kind of nice, in a way, to go to the meetings here because there's a lot of retired people here, and they all got MF in time. They all got time. I mean, if I went into a room and said, how many people in here have over 30 years? I'll bet like about 12.
About half the room.
Yeah, about half the room, you know. And so for me, that's good for like sponsor shopping and stuff because, you know, I'm actually still talking to my sponsor in California. But,
really?
You know,
are
it's going to be, yeah, I just spoke to him the other day. But it's going to be geographically undesirable.
Yeah.
And the bottom line is, so it's good. I can get someone, but I'm afraid they're all going to be asleep at 9 o'clock. I'm going to have some thing in the middle of the night, and I'm going to call them. They ain't going to answer the phone.
Well, recovery is darned inconvenient here for you.
Well, I don't know. It's not like that there's a few meetings that start at 7. They all start at 7, and I'm like...
And it's not like there's any late meetings. We need to start a late meeting. I bet we would attract some young people.
Well, we need like an 8:30 meeting. An 8:30 Cocaine Anonymous meeting.
Yes. We've got a coffee pot. All we need is a resentment.
I don't even need a resentment. I just need a place.
Actually, you already have a resentment because all the meetings start at freaking 7 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. No, I do. Okay, so we're good because I already have that goddamn resentment. So... That's it. So what I need to do is call. And you know what I noticed? Cocaine Anonymous in Tucson, yeah, it's there. But it's not like in the Phoenix area, it's full on strong. I mean, there's dozens and dozens and dozens of meetings. There's like five in Tucson. So there's not a lot. There's not a lot.
Well,
so
it's an open market. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, you know what? It looks like it's going to be us. God damn it. Well, fuck.
You're stuck with me again.
Recovery 101 Radio is a program based loosely on 12-step recovery programs. The format is less like a meeting and more like going to coffee afterwards. The meeting after the meeting, as it were. We used to suffer from insanity. Now we enjoy it. Find us at recovery101.net.